This is the Citizens Council Forum, presented by the Citizens Councils of Mississippi. The Citizens' Councils are dedicated to states' rights and racial integrity, to individual liberty, and to race relations based on common sense, not on the power politics of left-wing pressure groups. The Citizens' Councils are primarily a means of mobilizing public opinion. Informed people will not surrender their freedom. Now, your host for Citizens' Council Forum.
Hello once again, everyone. Dick Morphew welcoming you to today's edition of the Citizens' Council Forum. And this particular program is by nature of being something special because with this program we mark the completion of 1 year of the Citizens' Council Forum and the beginning of the second year of this series. And I think that it is very fitting that on this anniversary program we have as our guest Mr. Bill Simmons of Jackson, administrator of the Jackson Citizens' Council, editor of the Citizens' Council newspaper, and the guiding light behind this program, the man who first thought up the idea and who has worked very hard this past year to see that we have had as good programs as we have. Bill, very glad to have you with us today.
Thank you, Dick.
I think that it might well be a good occasion to do a little stock-taking of this program. What, Bill, in your opinion, have we accomplished during this past year?
Dick, I think the value of this program is shown most conclusively in the fact that as we have gone around at various meetings over the state, we find there's a different atmosphere completely within the radius of WLBT where this program is seen and where it is not seen. There's just a difference, really, in night and day in the attitude of the people.
And now the program is on radio in addition to being on television, and I imagine that you'll be getting a little reaction from that also.
Yes, it's now, as I recall, on 8 stations in Mississippi and Alabama, and we have had a number of reactions already.
Well, Bill, I think that one thing that a lot of people would be interested in is in knowing that this is their program. The primary purpose of the Citizens' Councils is to inform and to educate the people of the South as to some of the problems facing them. And I'm sure that you would be glad to hear from anybody if they have any questions they'd like to ask or any ideas for program features.
We certainly would, Dick. As you say, the primary function of the Citizens' Councils is informative. It's educational. And if any of our viewers have things that they would like to see discussed on this program, please let us hear from you.
We have, I know, a lot of material that comes in. I know that your office is stacked quite high with various material because in your capacity as editor of the Citizens' Council newspaper that goes all over the nation, your office is sort of a clearinghouse for information, not just from the South, but from all over the country as to some of the things that the councils are interested in.
Yes, it is, Dick. We have a huge backlog of material. In fact, our mail has seldom dropped below 300 pieces a week in the 3 years we've been in operation.
But I think that today we might very well take a look at some of the little tidbits of information that have come to your attention here of late, and some of them are of an important nature that have sort of got sidetracked because they are a sort of a sidelight material. They've sort of got sidetracked in the hard core of news, and so you probably haven't heard or read too much about them. Others are things that have happened elsewhere in the country and that just didn't filter down to the South as far as being put on the news wires is concerned. I know that one thing that a lot of people are interested in is the Federal Civil Rights Commission, and I understand that you have some information on that that might not be too generally known.
Yes, we do have a bit. I think the general impression some may have gotten from the papers is that it's a temporary undertaking. Certainly the news reports don't bear that out. For example, while they have only 16 months left to operate under the law, the way they're setting up as a permanent government bureau doesn't seem to bear that out. They appear to be putting down their roots to stay.
They're acting like they're planning on being around for some time.
Yes, indeed, they certainly do.
Well, what is it about this organization that leaves you with this opinion?
Well, for one thing, the way they're organizing. They're set up in five divisions and two sections, just like any bureau. One is the Secretariat and Liaison Office, which is to stay in contact with state organizations, citizens' committees, individuals, and so on, issue press releases. Another one, this is very interesting, is the Research and Planning Division. Now, this one, according to reports, practically covers the waterfront. Just as an example, it will have seven employees who are to be paid a total of more than $49,000 a year. This will give our viewers some idea of the size of what we have to cope with.
And this is just in this one division of the Civil Rights Commission?
Yes, just one of the five divisions. That function is one which is somewhat related to what our office does here in Jackson, Dick. Although, of course, we don't have anything like the resources to cope with it the way they have. I believe that's some of your tax money, my friend, and possibly some of mine that is winding up in this $49,000.
And last week, as you'll remember on the show, we had some examples of how the people of New York City were having some of their tax money spent for them.
Yes, this is how some of ours is being spent.
Right.
Some of the other divisions are... Just to give our listeners an idea, the Survey Division, which will investigate, verify, so it's called, certain allegations that are being made. They have a Legal Division that's authorized to pay out salaries in excess of $100,000 a year.
Well, now, wait a minute. They have a Legal Division, and the same law that set up this commission also gave a separate Assistant Attorney General in the Justice Department to deal with civil rights. Isn't this a little duplication?
It would seem so. Actually, a congressman has pointed out that this is a duplication. He's not a Southerner. He happens to be Congressman Kudare, Republican of New York City. I beg your pardon, of New York State.
But at any rate, both the Justice Department and the Civil Rights Commission are in the legal business insofar as federal civil rights law is concerned.
Very much so. Also, a point of interest, the commission will itself have its complaints checked by its own staff. This also is a point of duplication.
They're not taking advantage of any of the government's other investigative agencies that could make investigations. They're going to go down and do them themselves.
That's right, and it might be of interest to people, particularly where this program reaches on TV and radio, to know that the commission plans to send teams into the field to collect facts and report back, and then they'll analyze these reports and have a hearing. So we might see some, if we see some strange little men running around, they might not be from Mars, they might be from the Civil Rights Commission.
One thing that intrigued me about the aims and objectives of the commission, as Dr. Hanna, the chairman, expressed them, was that they were going to make sure that everybody's votes got counted. Now, how in the world are they going to be sitting in Washington being able to make sure that everybody's votes get counted in all 48 states?
That's a pretty good question, unless they plan to have a periscope reaching into every ballot box.
They're going to either have to forget about that or send somebody into practically every precinct in the country to make sure that the elections are honest.
Yeah, I'd say this, this would certainly indicate some kibitzing on a grand scale, Dick.
That would be a rather momentous undertaking to try to do that. Bill, what is the Civil Rights Commission's budget for this next fiscal year? How much federal tax money are they asking to be able to spend.
I understand it's approximately $750,000.
And much of that, of course, goes out to the salaries that you've outlined for these various people.
Yes, apparently most of it will go for salaries.
Mm-hmm. Now, is there anything in the South? I think that most people are agreed that the Civil Rights Commission is going to be kept busy by various minority groups making complaints of one nature and another to them. Is there anything in the South that has a comparable budget to counteract some of these claims that are going to be made?
If there's anything comparable, I haven't heard of it, Dick.
And some of the states have expressed interest in getting together on something, but so far nothing has been done.
Yes, various proposals have been made to establish a fund for the South or something of that nature, but so far as I know, nothing has come of it.
Well, Bill, let's leave the Civil Rights Commission for a few minutes and take a look at some of the other things that perhaps we don't hear too much about in the South, but that do reflect the feelings of the people in the North. I have here a report from the state of Minnesota, from a newsman up there, that says that for the second time in a year, the NAACP got a setback in an attempt to get state laws and city ordinances enacted forbidding so-called discrimination in housing. I understand that the legislature tabled a move of that nature, and then that the city attorney of Minneapolis ruled just recently that a city ordinance forbidding so-called discrimination in housing, in other words, forbidding the landlord the right to choose his tenant, that he ruled that that law would probably be unconstitutional and that the city had better not pass it.
Yes, I understand that's right. That indicates the extent to which these groups will go.
And one thing that this newsman in Minnesota reports is that the real estate board was put under so much pressure up there from minority groups that they were afraid to do anything. Actually, it was the home builders and the property owners that had to get together to defeat this measure.
Yes.
And
that's fairly typical of the sort of thing that our northern friends are having to cope with.
And both of these proposed laws in Minnesota would have imprisoned property owners who refused to rent, sell, or lease their property to Negroes. And the NAACP came within just a very narrow margin of getting both of those laws passed.
It's almost incredible to realize that in this year, 1958, such things as that can be on the actual verge of happening.
And of course, something like that did happen in New York City, where anybody who owns a rental unit holding more than two families doesn't have anything to say now about his tenant. If somebody comes in that can pay the rent, why, he has to rent to them or go to jail.
Yes, I think that's going to be a real Pandora's box in New York.
I understand that you have another little item there of interest regarding some of our friends in the psychiatric profession.
Yes, it's very interesting. A couple of psychiatrists reported in an article to the effect that whites are going to be put on the psychiatric couch. So you might be getting ready, Dick, and some of our friends who are listening. They say that most opposition to racial desegregation involves a deep-rooted prejudice that's based on fear and fuzzy thinking. It makes you wonder who's fuzzy in something like this. Actually, the fear that I've found in the racial question exists mostly in the North. There's an element of physical fear in some of those cities that is absolutely unknown in the South. Just a few minutes ago, for example, at lunch, I was talking with two friends from Minneapolis, and we mentioned that very point. I know I ran into it in Chicago last mm-hmm. fall when I was up there several days to make a few talks to civic clubs.
But according to the psychiatrist, we're all crazy.
Oh, yes. they just dismiss with a wave of the hand the wisdom of generations of experience of white and colored in the South.
Well, Bill, our time is running very short. Certainly want to thank you for being with us today. And once again, those of you watching and listening to this program, if there are any subjects you'd like to have discussed as we go into our second year, drop us a line at the address that you'll be given at the end of the show, and we'll certainly do our best to bring the information to you. That does it for this edition of the Citizens Council Forum. Be back with us again next week at the same time, and we'll have another interesting program. Till then, so long, everyone.